The first reading is a reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once to your people whom you brought out from the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making themselves a molten calf and worshiping it, sacrificing it, and crying out, 'This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.' The Lord said to Moses, 'I see how stiff-necked this people is. Let me alone, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation.' But Moses implored the Lord his God, saying, 'Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with such great power and such a strong hand? Why should the Egyptians say, "With evil intent he brought them out, and he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth"? Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, "I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars of the sky, and all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual inheritance." And so the Lord relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Our fathers made a calf in Horeb and adorned a molten image. They exchanged their glory for the image of a grass-eating bullock. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done great deeds in Egypt, wondrous deeds in the land of Ham, terrible things at the Red Sea. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Then he spoke of exterminating them, but Moses, his chosen one, withstood him in the breach to turn back his destructive wrath. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true, but there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the Scriptures, because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you did not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Do you think that I have come to accuse you before the Father? The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so I've spoken about this passage in John many times. And again, when I was going to my seminary, on my retreat with Father Peterson at what is now the Hope House, it used to be Avila House, for my diaconate. It was a 5-day retreat. And my director sat there and said, "I want you to go downstairs and kneel before Jesus and ask him to reveal his word to you and just open up the word of God. And wherever it falls, let God speak to you and spend time with him there." Okay, Pete. And so, again, This was before I took my vow of celibacy. It's when I was going to and everything else. And so here I am. I go downstairs and I kneel before Jesus and I say, speak to my heart your word. And I open up the word of God and it came to this very passage, John chapter 5, verse 45. I know you and you do not have the love of God inside of you. And that killed me. It just killed me. How could God tell me I have no love of him? I was going to be a celibate priest. I was doing all this stuff for him, so I got up and I left. And then I was walking around, I came back a couple hours later, and I knelt before Jesus, and I said, Jesus, speak to my heart your word. And I opened up the word of God, and it came to the exact same passage, John chapter 5, verse 45. I know you so well, and you do not have the love of God in you. I closed the Bible, and I said, I'm taking a nap. I can't believe this. I was just all irritated because here I am giving my life to Jesus, so I thought, and he's telling me I have no love of God inside of me. So after a while, I came back down, and I said, knelt before him, and I said, Jesus, speak to my heart your word, but be nice to me. And so I opened up the word, and it came to the exact same place. John chapter 5, verse 45. I know you so well, and you have no love of God in you. And now I just broke down and I cried because it was all about me. I wasn't doing anything for God. I wasn't being a priest for him. I was being a priest for my own salvation so I could do whatever. And I just cried out to him. I said, Jesus, you're the one who created me. Recreate me. And put love of you inside of me. And he did. So the question you and I always have to ask ourselves is, do I do everything for the love of God? Am I in love with God? And if your heart of hearts, the answer is no, don't despair. Repent and ask him to put love of you inside of him, inside of you. To put love of him inside of you. He will never say no to that request. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.